years.
9-month-old Sakina Tu suffers from malnutrition. Her grandmother, who was raising her, admits food is scarce, and she's struggling to make ends meet. It's a crisis shared by thousands of families in Burkina Faso, where more than 1.5 million children under 5 are at risk of malnutrition.
Her mother died. I took the child to the medical center. After the consultation, they told me the child was ill.
The hunger problem is aggravated by fighting, which is continuing, particularly in the northeastern town of Dori. Violence linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL has killed more than 2,000 people, mostly civilians, since 2015. And more than 1 million have had to leave their homes. Many have fled, unable to cultivate their land. Some schools have become a safe haven for displaced children, where they know they'll be given a meal.
This year, we have received 144 displaced students from areas with high security risk. When they first got here, they were traumatized, and parents showed indescribable sadness. Children are given a meal here. When you see them eating with their peers, you can sense just how relieved they are.
Many of these children have seen their families lose everything, their crops destroyed, their livestock killed, and their homes shattered in attacks.
Nobody wants to come back to Dori. No one. I spoke to a young man who told me I wouldn't go there even if I was given thousands of dollars.
80% of Burkina Faso's employees work in agriculture, but violence and droughts are making it increasingly difficult to depend on it. There is much to worry about, but for thousands of families like Sakina Tu's, the immediate concern is survival. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.